record The Right Combination, which was a strangely available record, considering how obscure a figure Joe was and how kind of marginal the recording quality of that session was. It was just kind of a home recording, you know. It sounds like you can really, but it's one of the really kind of appealing things in the end about that record. It sounds like you can almost feel the reel-to-reel tape recorder sitting in a living room when you listen to that record. You know, you really feel that it's a record that the musicians kind of made casually and out of recognizing that they were putting down something important for themselves. And the way that record is this kind of, you know, oasis in a very long, dry period of Joe being featured in all of the really great contexts that he was playing with. So I bought the record because I love Warren Marsh's tenor saxophone playing.
Yeah.
And Warren Marsh, he is well known for being a student of Lenny Tristano's and being kind of in that little small Tristano group, and that's a fascinating group. So I bought that record, and the record is beautiful. It's kind of haunting. It feels kind of very personal, like a personal statement. And there's also, in Joe's playing on that record, there's this real sense of hearing, you know, he's such an emotional player. And it was specifically the version of Angel Eyes that they recorded. It's such a heartbreaking piano solo. It's so human sounding. It really comes, that solo really comes from the soul.